Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Great. Well, do take your Bibles and turn to the book of Deuteronomy. And chapter 32. Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible. It's the end at the end of the Torah. And we are moving right to the very end of this book. And I'm going to start actually reading from the final verse of chapter 31. It's chapter 31, verse 30. And you'll be helped if you follow along in your Bibles or online or however you like to do that. So Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 30. And Moses recited the words of this song from beginning to end in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. O praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. They have acted corruptly towards him. To their shame, they're no longer his children, but a warped and crooked generation. Is this the way you repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you? Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you, your elders, and they will explain to you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he divided all the human race, he set up boundaries for the people according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, his allotted inheritance. In a desert land he found him. In a barren and howling waste, he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions. The Lord alone led him. No foreign god was with him. He made him ride on the heights of the land and fed him with the fruit of the fields. He nourished him with honey from the rock, and with oil from the flinty crag, with curds and milk from herd and flock, and with fattened lambs and goats, with choice rams of Bashan, and the finest grains of wheat, you drank the foaming blood of the grape. This is the word of God. Thanks be to you. Well, one of my favorite books that I return to from time to time is a book that I think a number of you have read as well. And it's called The Return of the Prodigal, written by this man here called Henry Nouwen. And this book is actually a meditation on the painting that you can see on the front cover of the book right there, which is Rembrandt's Return of the Prodigal. Now, those of you who know the story will be very familiar with it. There's a story that Jesus told about a son who asked for his inheritance early. He ran off into a faraway land, didn't want anything to do with his dad, and he spent everything he had there on wild living. After a while, the money ran out, and so did the friends, and he found himself tending pigs, longing to eat some of the pods that the pigs were eating. But at a particular moment in time, he comes to his senses and he thinks, hang on, my father has, you know, servants who have got it better than me. I'm going to go back and I'll say, look, Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven. I'm not worthy to be called your son, but I'll work as one of your slaves. And if you know the story well, you remember son prepares his speech, sort of hovers over the horizon there. As soon as his father sees him, he runs towards him. He throws out his arms, welcomes him back. And as the son begins to try and sort of splutter out this speech about, you know, not being a son and being a servant anymore, he says, no, none of that. We're going to have a party. We're going to put a ring on his finger. We're going to kill the fattened calf. We're going to have a great celebration for my son was lost and is found. He's dead. He's now alive. And this moment here that you see in the painting is the moment that the son returns to the father. Now, the reason I share this with you today is twofold. Number one, this book is a very interesting book because Henry Nouwen was a theologian. He was ordained. In fact, he was a professor at Harvard. But this book is about how it was only after that that he came to truly understand the love of God as his father. He had taught many people about it, but he had never grasped it himself. In fact, interestingly, Henry Nouwen left academia and went to live in the L'Arche community in France with adults with disabilities. And it was his encounters there that actually taught him about the true love, unconditional love of the Father in a way that he had never grasped it before. And I'm sharing that with you because today is one of those days where on a much smaller scale, we want to do something similar. We want to take what perhaps we already know, what perhaps we've said many, many times, and pause and think, do we really know it? Have we really dwelt on it? Not add more content, but take those things which perhaps over the last few weeks we've been thinking about the character of God in the book of Deuteronomy and dwell on it for ourselves for a moment. And there'll be a chance in a moment to do a bit more of that. But to introduce that, I thought I would share with you the perspective that has really jumped out for me as I've been studying Deuteronomy. And that really is the way in which the book of Deuteronomy echoes the story of the prodigal son. So if we could go to our next slide, please. One of the striking things about the book of Deuteronomy is how it talks about God as a father. Many people think, oh, you know, the fatherhood, the kindness and the compassion of God, that's something of the New Testament. The Old Testament is all just rage and, you know, meanness. Not at all. In fact, the more time I've spent with this book of Deuteronomy, the more I've realized that the story of the prodigal son is written all over the scriptures, right from the beginning. So here we have, this is just in chapter 32. Right at the beginning, this is Moses, you know, singing his song, as it were. And it's a bittersweet song, by the way. He looks back on the goodness of God, but he also knows, as we've found from the previous chapters, that very soon after this, the people are going to go into the promised land, they're going to have it great for a while, and then they're going to start disobeying God, and it's all going to go wrong. So he knows what's going to happen. And he says this, "Is not your father your creator who made you and formed you?" He says to the people, just remember, the Lord is your father. He has taken you. He's taken you. He's shaped you into the person you are. And with every part of his crafting, he has carefully cherished the work of his hands. He loves you and he values you as your father. I've been there four times when my children were born, and I've picked them up, still a bit slimy, and bawled my eyes out in absolute wonder and delight at these little wriggly sort of snail-like creatures. If that's how we as humans feel about our children, does the Lord not love us with the most immense and unfathomable depth, so much more than perhaps we ever allow? But of course, the story in the book of Deuteronomy goes on, and we could have gone lots of different places. But the kind of outrage of Moses, even as he sings this song, is that he says, you deserted the rock who fathered you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. I mean, this is the great tragedy of sin when we go our own way. We're not just going away from a harsh taskmaster, you know, a bit like when you're naughty in a class when your teacher is actually a bit rubbish and doesn't really like you. This is walking away from the one who loves us so much. We came from him. He cares for us so deeply. Everything he says to us is for our good. How could we walk away from him? And yet we do. And Moses knows this is about to happen. The people are going to go into the promised land. They'll turn to other gods. They'll do all sorts of things. And of course, it's the story of every person's life. But as Moses goes on, he talks about God's judgment, which will come, and there will be huge trial in the coming hundreds of years. But then he finishes in his song like this. He says, rejoice, he, God, will make atonement for his land and his people. Atonement is literally at-one-ment. It's when you take two parties who are separated, whose relationship is broken, and you put them back together. So Moses, even at this moment, knows that the Lord is going to bring those who are separated back together. And we know about that even more ourselves, don't we? That's what the cross that we've just been singing about does. It provides atonement. It's the place where Jesus carried the burden of our sin. He suffered the wrath of God that we deserved. And that made us no longer two separate from God, but made us one with him. Now that's the place where my mind has been going. But the purpose of this morning is not necessarily for you to go on the same journey, but we would like to give some space for you to engage with precisely those truths, those aspects of God's character that he has most spoken to you about in the last few weeks. And so Alison is now going to lead us in a time of reflection. And there's a variety of different activities that you can engage in. Above all, we want this to be a time of space for you to reflect and to turn your own reflections on the Lord back to him in your own kind of song. Alison.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.